Hello, and welcome to the Vlogging Pod. Tonight, we talk man or bear. Welcome to the room, everybody. Tonight, we're having kind of an open discussion with my favorite counterpart, Laura. Let's give it all a cheer for that. Yay! So tonight is going to be a little bit of a deep conversation. First I want to make sure I point this out. A lot of what I did as I try to research everything, whether it's a guest, a topic, and excuse me if I clear my throat a lot, I'm dealing with some major allergies, so I might sound a little congested. Anyway, so I like to take and represent both parties. Okay, so I don't want anyone to think just because I'm a woman that I'm going to go right into this as man bashing. That is not my process here. So I just kind of want to point that out. Fair enough, right, Laura?
Yeah, I agree. This is also like our opinions, our experiences, but this is not an opportunity for us to go that route. That's not what this is about.
Right. And as the bio of our podcast, it says that this is just for entertainment purposes. This isn't our viewpoint. It's the talker's viewpoints, but we're not going to go hot and heavy or anything. We're just going to talk about our experiences and why we kind of understand the outcome of a large portion of women on this topic. So let me dive right in. I'm sure many have seen this go viral on the internet, mostly TikTok, where women were asked if you were alone in the woods, what would you rather run into? What would you rather encounter? That doesn't mean being attacked. That's not how the question first came out. It was more like, what would you rather encounter? A bear or a man, or vice versa, man or bear? This question from the original video, over 2 days ago, mind you, saw 17 million times. 17 million, okay? And in that video, 7 out of women chose the bear. So I guess most people are going to ask, okay, Ari, what the beep beep did you choose? Well, I chose bear. How much do you want to tell on that, Laura? What would you choose?
Oh, I definitely chose the bear.
The bear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And when you talk about encounters, I guess the first reason people would want to know, like, what's your reasoning behind choosing the bear? And this is where it's going to get a little deep for me. I personally have never really enjoyed talking about incidents. In fact, I wrote a Facebook post back when I saw, I'm a little late to the story because I didn't see man or bear question until a few, like last week, I think, is when I first saw it. So I'm kind of slow on the uptake. I don't watch a lot of TikTok, but since I decided to do this podcast based on it, I really dived a little bit deeper into on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram, trying to look more into why this was for a lot of women. And I guess the first thing that you want to talk about is why. And because of that first time, I wrote a lengthy post and I explained briefly a few mentions of why for me. But I'll be honest with you, I went back and I deleted it. And I told my husband and he says, well, why'd you do that? And basically because I have such guilt over it. I have not of the posts, but of incidences I brought over. It's very hard for me to talk on them. And for the longest time, I didn't really tell anybody. And the first time that I did, I wasn't believed. And I think that's the hardest thing. I think that's why people don't want to talk about it, because there's such a stigma to it and people don't want to believe, which we'll get into that in a little bit because I've got it all written out here on some of the things that happen when you do get confronted with a man in a negative way. For me, The first time was my very first job when I was 18. The accountant that was at the business I was working for, which was a massotherapist, he has since passed from this earth. So, but I'm still not going to mention any names or do anything like that. But my first job was working for a massotherapist. And I was 18, my very first job. And the accountant and the nurse that worked alongside him told me specifically when I got hired, don't find yourself in a room alone with him. Don't accept any of the procedures done to you. And most definitely don't find yourself alone in a room with him. And for the most part, I tried not to, but I was the first one there and almost the last one to leave because I had clean up and did the setup. And I had a few incidences where I was touched inappropriately. And one of the times he had come up behind me when I was at my desk and groped me. And I pushed away and tried to get out of the situation. And I was lucky at the time because there was a patient sitting in the waiting room. And I'm flubbing up this whole scenario, I know, but bear with me. He told me that he wanted to start seeing legs in the office. And I wore a lot of pants because I'd been warned, you know, I'd been told, don't find yourself in compromising positions with him. And I was very naive, very stupid. My life was very sheltered. We lived out in the Hicks. I worked on a farm growing up, not our farm, but the neighbor's farm. So I had a very protective circle growing up. And even as an adult, I've had a very protective circle as well, other than a few incidents in my life. So anyways, he told me that he wanted me to start wearing dresses, and I said no. And he said, well, consider yourself given 2 weeks' notice. And after he had went off, because I just stood there in shock and misbelief, I just could not wrap my head around it. And I remember the guy that was in the waiting room came over to me. He took a scrap piece of paper and wrote his number on it. And he says, if you want someone to testify on your behalf, I would be more than willing to do it. But I just stood there. I mean, I didn't know what to do with what he was saying to me. I was just flabbergasted by the whole incident. And at that time, instead of just leaving, I waited till lunchtime. And I went to my sister's house and I called my parents and I let them know what happened. And of course, my parents were like, well, you're not going back. You're not going back. So I never went back. I just didn't show up for the rest of the time. But even then, my actions were so much like in misbelief. And of course, like I said, I've had a couple other things of being stalked and assaulted. And I'll talk more about that. But I also want to mention, according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, on the average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused. And that's typically with an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. Like I said, I'm going to be an equal thing here. I'm not here to bash men. I'm just here to talk about my personal experiences and why I would choose the bear. So, and it's fair to say here that it's 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical violence, intimate partner contact sexual violence, or intimate partner stalking with impacts such as injury, fearfulness, post-traumatic stress disorder, violence, or intimate partner stalking with impacts such as injury, fearfulness, post-traumatic, again, disorder. 1 in 5 women. Now, here's the real interesting thing. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men have been raped in their lifetime. Now, I broached the subject with my husband, and he said, you know, a lot of men wouldn't come forward to this, but the soak can be said for how many women haven't. I mean, I find that phenomenal. What's your take on that, Laura?
As far as like men reporting it, yeah, they, I mean, because they're like what taught to be strong and like things like that don't happen to them, so they don't say that. And then, you know, depending on the family, like, you know, those are things we don't talk about, type of thing. But, you know,
yeah. But yeah, I think the interesting thing here is it's not just men that don't report it. And if it's 1 in 71, and you make a very good point too, because of the typical raising of men. But then you got to understand that's the typical. When I've watched a lot of other videos, even on with TikTok and all that, coming from the man's point of view, a lot of men answered the same way, that they would rather encounter a bear than another man in the woods. So I think it's a stigma as far as men having to be this strong figure that can, you know, doesn't have to admit this type of weakness. So I agree with that. But I think the same thing, well, maybe not in the same instance, but I feel like a lot of women don't come forward because.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's just, it's the fact that, well, let's address the elephant in the room. We all know that people can lie. Okay. We all know there's been incidences either where women lie about it or men lie about it. So we all know that you're going to be questioned to a point if you come forward, you know, and we don't want to be seen as that person that's just trying to instigate the problem or not be truthful. So, I mean, I kind of get it, you know, but it's like, for me, my incidences where things I went through, for me, I felt extremely dirty afterwards, as if I caused this, as if I were the fault. And I have found it's better not to talk about it or remember it in any way, shape, or form, because it's just, it's humiliating, you know?
Right. And there's also like ashamed too, you know?
Yes.
And then it also, you know, if you do trust someone to bring it up, or when you tell someone, there's always that chance they're going to be like, well, what were you wearing? Or what did you say? And it's like, what do you mean? I could sit there in my bra and no one has a right to touch or think that they have the right to touch me because I'm wearing that. Like, what difference does it make? So sometimes, you know, we don't say anything or report it because of that type of, you know, commentary from people, you know, like, well, if that's what you were wearing, what did you expect? Well, I expected not for any of that to happen to me.
Right. And you bring up a good point, and I've got a list. I want to skip ahead a little bit since we're talking about that. What the point of being questioned. And let me point out, because again, my husband and I had this discussion. The question wasn't originally coming out as attacked. That wasn't the aggression. It was if you encountered a man or bear. It wasn't, hey, what would you rather be killed by? You know, that wasn't the question.
Right. Right.
But
I was like, what,
I think
what
that
would you feel safer with, running into the woods, a bear or a man? And, you know.
Well, you know, on logically, let's just put it this way. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want to encounter either. You know what I mean? And most of us don't live in woods where there are bears. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Excuse me. Yeah, so we don't live in a place where there, you know, there's bears. So a lot of us choose the bear because, I mean, in our lifetime, what's the chance outside of a zoo that we're going to see this mythical bear in our face, right?
Right.
But then I guess a lot of videos have went in a little bit more, and it's based on a lot of reaction from men in general. Now, there has been a lot of positive, and it could be the algorithm that I follow. Maybe I'm an optimistic and I only believe in the positive men. I don't know. But in my algorithm, I saw a lot of men doing videos or stitches, I guess they're called, where they were coming to the women's defense, that they were standing up and saying, hey, you know, you're not looking at it this way. You're not seeing this or you're not seeing that. And I actually had to look for the negative. And that could just be my algorithm as far as where the TikTok was. I do not know. But when I saw the negative, I was just, I guess there's no other word but to say speechless, since I can't think of another word that describes what I was hearing. Mm-hmm. When you hear a man or women, I don't like generalizing here, but when you see someone doing a video and there is nothing but rage in the intent, I mean, that kind of proves the point, you know, like, well, yeah, I think I'd rather choose the bear. I mean, look how you're reacting just from hearing why people would choose the bear.
Right. Like, and you got to step back and ask yourself why you're being triggered by this. I mean, yeah, that's like a huge tell. Like, why are you being triggered by this in general? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was on the opposite of the FYP. I was getting like the angry, or, you know, the ones where they were like, why would you choose a bear, blah blah blah, and then mm-hmm. you know, and I'm just like, why are you so triggered, you know?
Right,
maybe that's why we are picking the bear, because of, you know, people like that. And right. It was like, it was mainly men that I saw, but there were a few ones that some women had made on, you know, why they choose the man, and that's fine. Mm. Like, everybody has their opinion, but I was just like, why is everyone so triggered by it?
Right. Well, and here's the interesting thing too. This is another point. Let's see. On Nationwide, this is another point, okay? Because I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, well, if you know the man. And I saw a lot of women asking their man or their husband or their fiance or whatever the boyfriend coalition was. They asked them the question. And a lot of them who had children, and the children put in the scenario as being the female in the woods, they chose the bear as well. I mean, the first question they ask is, do we know this guy? Do we know this guy? What do we know about the bear? I need more information, you know? And just based on that, it's fair to say, too, that nationwide, 81% of women and 43% of men, okay, are sexually harassed in their lifetime. And this is according to the National Violence Center. And usually this happens, guess what, guys, with someone you know. It's, I mean, there are times where it's not someone you know, but typically it's someone that you know, you know? So that, for me, that doesn't change that scenario. You know what I mean? Like, if you mm-hmm. know the person you're going to encounter in the woods. Excuse me. And like I was saying before, when you were bringing up the point about when you said, who's going to believe me, that I'm going to be questioned about what I'm wearing. And this is a lot of responses that I gathered up from watching and reading. And this is what I wrote down. I only got 10. Trust me, guys, there's a lot more than 10, but I only wrote down 10. Okay. Top 10, one, the number 10 is, no one is going to question a woman on what she was wearing when the bear attacks her, okay? And that makes sense, because how many times have you heard, well, what were you wearing? What were you doing? When I got stalked off a bike path by a truck, and this was some years ago when we lived in town, I was jogging off the bike path. I was, and just for informational shorts, I'm going to tell you, okay? I didn't have as much bosom then, because I was a lot smaller. I was like a size 3. There wasn't much there. Okay. I was jogging off the bike path, and a red truck followed me and drove up to corner me and tried to grab me. And I went up behind, it was a tool thing or a gas station. I can't remember which it was. It's been both in my lifetime. But I ran up that way and was able to get out of reach. When me and my husband went later on to report it, That's one of the things you hear. What were you doing? What were you wearing? What were you, you know what I mean? Did you do anything to agitate the event, you know? And I mean, I was in my 20s. I'm in my 50s now. So that was some time ago. But that's the, you know what I mean? That right there, one of the questions you're asked is, and it shouldn't even be. It shouldn't be. You know, where's the accountability of the other person, you know?
Exactly. Like, what does it matter that person tried to? I mean, they had malicious. I can't talk. Malicious intent. So, what does it matter if I was like wearing, you know, if I was fully clothed head to toe, or if I had some running shorts on? Like, you
Right.
know, I just.
Yeah. I fully agree. Number nine, we're likely to not be accused of liking the bear attack. I can't even. You, that's a hard one to wrap your head around, right? Like, you've just been violated and your whole security circle and everything has just been broken or shattered, and you're already going to be questioning yourself, let alone have somebody else refer to, well, you must have liked it, or I'm sure you got something out of it, or he wasn't bad looking, you must have liked that. You know what I mean? And okay, so number eight, most of us can understand a bear's motive. And I'm not a wildlife one of those people, you know, I'm not a wildlife reserve ranger or anything, but I could only assume that it would be based on hunger of the bear, fear on the bear, or protecting their young. I'm sure rabies has some sort of effect in there too, if that were the case, but if you were just looking on the basic motives for a bear attack, that would, you know what I mean? That would kind of break it down to me. And then number seven, we won't be accused of leading the bear on to act upon us. You know what? And that's the thing too. Even if, okay, let's just say you were hot and heavy with this person, but you realize that you didn't want to go farther, you know? Saying no is no. It shouldn't be, oh, hey, we were kissing and groping. It should be okay for me to take it further. I mean, and I, you know, you see a lot of scenarios on that too, even buying you dinner, that's the ultimate thing that a lot of people are seeming to think is that you buy dinner, that you're going to act upon some kind of intimacy afterwards. And, you know, still, it's hard to wrap your head around. And I think that's the biggest thing is like when it happens to you, you're just, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but each time it's happened to me, I mean, I haven't had the, I bought you dinner. And I should think it's fair to say here that I was married at 19 and I had a child by the age of 20. So my life happened kind of fast, but all three times, well, no, I'm sorry, two times. The first time I wasn't married from where I worked, like I already explained. I was married the second two times that I was assaulted. So, but even then, I mean, I got lucky as far as someone that was considerate of me. And so when it did happen, I was just blown away. But I mean, let me ask you this, Laura. Do you think you ever get into a position where you've just gotten used to it, that it's you have a better resolve to handle it?
I don't know if I've gotten better at like handling it. It's like the things that we have to do nowadays as women, such as like, you know, when a guy approaches us or tries to hit on us and we're clearly not interested, but you know, if we're not nice, then what you know, like what happens? They come back and like shoot us for not or harm us because we didn't, you know, accept their date or their compliments because we just didn't, you know, we're not interested. So now we have to be nice to someone even if we don't want to be, because it can come back on us. So it's like, have we gotten used to it at better handling things like that because of what could happen to us, you know, out of what is the word I'm trying to say, like out of protection or out of things like that, you know, that we have to assess the situation if we encounter something that makes us feel not safe, you know, like whether it be a man or a woman, you know, like we have to be nice instead of just being direct, like leave me alone. No, we have to adjust so that way nothing happens to us just because we said no. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, did we get used to it, or is this what we have to do to survive and make sure we're okay? You know, I guess it's like a mixture of both.
I agree, but I find it hard that I haven't even gotten used to it at 50. 51, a little correction there, 51. Last year I went to a secondhand store with my husband. And he went off to look at something, and I was in the clothes section and I was looking around. And this guy comes up and he's like really close. I move over, he moves over. I move over, he moves over, you know? And I went front and I just said, "Do you need in here?" "Oh, no, I'm fine, I'm fine." And then he moves off and he comes back and he's like hovering right at my elbow, looking down my shirt. And it's the biggest reasons why I don't like going out by myself. I don't like going to town and doing that. I don't like going to, I used to, when I used to work at a grocery store and I had to get out there really early and really late, you know, I hated it. I felt just so exposed. And I know for myself that, you know, when you watch a movie, you're like, "Oh, I would do this and I would do that." It has been proven with my character that I don't do what I said I would do. I mean, serious, it has not been. I told my husband, I'm like, when we were watching another show, we were watching Evil. If you've ever guys seen that, it's on Paramount Plus, and there's two seasons on Netflix. So we've been watching that, and we were watching how she had gotten rid of somebody, and I'm like, that wouldn't happen with me. I'd be dead. Excuse me. And my husband says, "I just don't see that happen. I don't think that." I'm like, "Yeah, I would. I think I would freeze, because you know how you have those dreams and you're stuck in motion and you can't move? That has been my reaction when something has happened. And then later on, I'm just so disgusted with myself that I didn't do anything, that I didn't move, that I didn't react, that I didn't say this, or I didn't say that. I was just disgusted, where I didn't even want to think about it. I don't even want to, you know what I mean? You don't even want to bring it back up and relive that moment. And you just brush it under the rug and not talk about it. Sorry, squig of water there. I hope I didn't like squish it around on the mic. So number seven is, we won't be accused of leading the bear on. And that's a good one. I got asked, our neighbor had a friend and someone that has been known to my sister and a few other friends. And someone you look at and you think, you know what I mean? He wouldn't harm a fly. Okay. That kind of type. He wouldn't harm anyone. He's just that type of person. You just could never see it happening. And I had cleaned his trailer, okay, because he was suffering with some cancer and different things. And I took my husband at this point, and I felt sorry for him. It was, you know what I mean, was living in what needed to be cleaned up. And so I offered to go down and help, but I had my husband go with me. Well, a couple of days later, I had went to town. And I saw, I think, a tape or something at the time, and I thought, "Oh, He would like that. That'd be great. You know, that'd be right, something that he'd be interested in. And I thought, well, I'll drop that off, you know. And I even had my dogs in the vehicle. I mean, I went home, dropped off my groceries, and then I had my dogs in the truck because it was not a real hot day. I think it was fall. And so my dogs were in the truck. And I went in to give the tape. And I remember distinctly standing in his kitchen and looking at the trash can and just disbelief. And he was on me, and I was trying to get out of the position. And three times, instead of just the first time turning around and running out the door, I still stood there. I stood there unwrapping this stupid tape or CD or whatever the heck it was. I can't remember exactly. I know it was a music thing. It could have been a tape or CD. That tells you how old I am. I'm used to cassette tapes. And I think of myself, I'm like, how stupid was I? I mean, and I know that's something that we shouldn't have to think, you know? We shouldn't have to think one act of kindness was a stupid mistake on our part. And it could have went so badly wrong. And when I had first tried to say something about it, I was called a liar, and that all that couldn't happen. He would never do that. And he's not that type of person. And, you know, it made me in a place that I wish I had never said anything, that I'd wish I had kept it to myself and never had repeated it. And it so happened, this was, oh, geez, months and months later. And mind you, before it got to that point, he kept coming to my house. He kept dropping things off at my house because he was my neighbor's friend, you know, and he was over there all the time. And he would peek underneath the trees to see if I was in the pool and all kinds of creepy stuff. So when I even know he was there, I wouldn't come out of the house. And he would come to the door bringing presents, corn, just bags of corn and fruit or whatever the, you know what I mean, or cans of something. And I didn't open the door. And I got lucky once. My husband was there and he told him, he says, I know what you did. Don't come back. And he stopped coming back. But we had went to a friend's house, someone, mutual people that knew him, and something was said. I can't remember if it was to go somewhere where this person was. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And I said, I don't trust him. You know, he put me in a compromising position. And I remember, oh, no, you're making that up. You're lying. He would never do that. And then, like I said, months later, he got drunk, and on a couple occasions, because he had told my sister, he had told the mutual friend. And then later on, and I think this was a couple years later, he had told the neighbor what he'd done. And I have to commend my neighbor because he told him never to come back. Of course, he didn't tell me that. He told my husband. But it's that point, you know, when you finally do come forward, it's that. It's just a horrible moment that you have to relive, and admitting that it happened and feeling stupid, feeling like you didn't handle it properly, and then being questioned on it. It's just, I don't, it's not something I would wish on my worst enemy. I know I'm rambling. Laura, help.
I'm letting you tell your story.
It's a ramble. It's a ramble. So, number seven on the
No, number
list
six.
of why. Oh, number, no, we went for, we're about counting backwards.
Oh,
We went
counting
from
back.
10, 10, 9, 8. So number seven. But great on the count there. You're counting. Number seven on the countdown. We won't be accused of leading the bear on or acting upon us. I think that's where you got number six. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry, I questioned you, Laura. I got sidetracked. Okay, number six. This is a good one. This is a really good one. I really love this comment from somebody. 27 states won't make us carry the baby of the bear if there was an opportunity that we could get impregnated by the bear. 27 states wouldn't make us carry the baby. That's the best freaking one right there. At least in my opinion.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Oh yeah. I mean, and I think that's a lot of things too. And if you listen to listen to TikTok or where a lot of videos posted, Instagram, on the reels, and you see a lot of things too that women, and maybe you don't have the same algorithm, but I've been seeing a lot about going on strike based on like even the 27 states trying to take over the control of your body. And of course, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, I thought we should strike then. I thought then that was the prime time, but I would have said. But in anything, I'm glad to see women standing up for other women. So number five, a bear will either kill us or leave us alone. Not leave it into an... Oh, I'm sorry, I can't read my own writing. They would either... They're just going to leave us or kill us. There's not going to be a long list of things that could be done to us if we were taken by a man, you know? I'm sure... I mean, maybe in some instances you might get a quicker death, but a lot of the things that you hear of statistics of things can happen to you, it makes you think, well, I doubt the bear's going to do that or this or that again. So kind of hard one on that one. Number four. I've never heard of bears trafficking women to sex trade. That's another good one. Very good one. Mm-hmm. Number three. We are assured the bear won't run off or tell the other bears what it did to us. Mm-hmm. And you know, the chances with cell phone nowadays, you never know where you're going to show up.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So number two, no one will question a bear attack being real. Again, and I just said, you know, from my own experience, when I said anything, immediate was like, no, you're lying. That couldn't happen. He would have done that. He couldn't hurt a fly. And number one, bears see women as human. There's a really good one. There's no mm-hmm. second thought there.
Right.
So, I mean, if you look at that and you look at statistics, is it really far-fetched to understand why you would choose the bear?
Right. Well, you know, for me, like, a bear is a bear, and I know where I stand with it at all times. You know, mm-hmm. I know that, like, any interaction with the bear, you know, could be costly, but you know what? It doesn't pretend to be anything else for personal gain. It presents itself as a bear and nothing more. Like, right. I can choose to respect it or, you know, like, hey, you know, let me play around and see what happens. But, you know, just, like, I know that, like, if I see a bear, like, I don't live where a bear could be, you know, but if I see it on my front porch, like, I just, like, pull up and I see a bear on my porch, then I'm like, okay, I'll just wait it out. It'll leave eventually, you know, it's cool. You know, but, like, with the bear, you know, it's kind of like, did I set, you know, I don't have to worry about, like, the bear coming home and being angry about something I did or didn't do, or, you know, it's my fault that they act like this, you know? So it's just,
oh yeah,
like with the bear, it's like, I know a bear is a bear. It's not going to pretend to be anything else than right. a bear.
And I think the hardest thing, for me is when, okay, like my husband, he's not abusive. He's a good man. But even when I have this discussion with him, he's chooses to be the devil's advocate. Okay. That's what he tells me. He wants to be the devil's advocate and try to get me to see the other side. And I think it's very hard to when you're in the instance, okay, let's just put a scenario out here. You walk out of the store, okay? You got off your long shift to work. You walk into a store. It's late, but you have to get a few groceries. Maybe you got kids. You got kids to feed. Okay, let's give you all the benefit and all the background here that supports your story. Okay, and you go out into the parking lot, and there's a man. Okay, and he's physically watching you, and you feel uncomfortable, you know? I am a firm believer if your stomach or your nerves is trying to tell you something, you need to heed it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're uncomfortable about what's going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I don't got time to think about devil's advocate. Well, maybe he's a nice guy. I'll just hang out here and see if he's going to be nice. No, I'm going to, excuse my language, I'm going to haul my ass either
Exactly.
back in. Yeah, or either back into the store, or I am going to, get in my car. And I'm going to tell you one other valuable thing I really learned too. I was a manager at a fast food restaurant. I won't mention any names. And this is back when I met my husband, because he was a manager there as well on different shifts. I had just gotten my first car that I paid for, not something my parents got me, you know, one of those secondhand things and that. But this was a car I had saved up and right off the lot and everything. And I drove home and some guy pulled out in front of me. He crossed the lane. He realized he didn't want to go the curve to go the other direction. So he went back over the medium and he almost hit me. And I slammed my foot onto the brakes, but I, in reaction, not something I was trying to be like showing aggression toward this man, I hit my steering wheel with my hand, like, oh my God, you know, like panic. Well, apparently he took notice of that. And so he began to play catch and mouse with me, all the way home. And there, that was the biggest mistake I ever said that I ever did too. And I had broached the subject with a couple of cops that had come into the restaurant, and they told me never ever go home, go right to the police station if that happens. And that's one thing I should have done. Thankfully, he didn't follow me to my door, but almost. And that was one of the scariest things that I had ever, you know what I mean, ever had happened to me. And just the whole demeanor, and then the sexual innuendos that he did when I passed him, because he raced past me and he was at the pizza place. It's a little in our little crossroads down before I get home. And he made some innuendos, things as he's staring down there. And again, I was only, see, I was what, 18, I'm going on 19, I think. And I think the biggest thing is it just, again, I was just shocked that, you know what I mean, that you were put in any kind of position. And have to say, each time that I've ran into anything, I've always stood there and been like, you know what I mean? Am I making sense here, Lord? Give me something.
Well, it's you just freeze up, and that's not saying that you don't want to fight back or you don't want to say anything back. You just are in disbelief that this is happening to you. You know, like,
Yeah.
how are you going to go and do something nice for somebody, and then you go in there thinking, well, oh, they're going to be like, oh, this is really nice of you, and not the other thing that happens to you. And you don't expect
Yeah.
that to happen. You don't want to think that, danger lurks around everywhere, because that what a life you have to live if you really feel that way. But I
Oh,
mean, for
yeah.
you, I think that's just your reaction, because you're just like what the hell is going on? Like, is this really
Yes.
happening? You know what I mean? That's what I think. And
Yeah.
I don't think
And the
it, you know, it does. I think it happens to other people too. And it's not because, like, oh, if I was in that situation, I would do this and that. Until you're in the situation, you just don't know. You just don't know how you're going to react, really. I mean, you could like be like saying you would act react in any situation, but until it happens, it's one thing, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I stop and I think about my life, and I obviously had a better bubble than I thought, but even with the bubble, you know what I mean, that security bubble of my life and who I was surrounded by, still I think about the times that I was outside of that bubble, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm surprised that worse things didn't come out of it. And I don't know. I don't have words for it. I really don't. I don't have words for it. It's not my proudest moment to talk about how I've been in these situations. And it's funny to me because if I were to hear another woman tell me some incidents that she went, and trust me, I've seen a lot of them on TikTok, I would be like, that's not your fault. That's not your fault. There's shouldn't be a certain responsibility for accountability, you know? And
Yeah, and all those, you know, those situations or those things that happen to you, they're not your fault. But I know,
right.
you know, at the time you do feel like it is, and especially when you try and tell somebody what happened and they don't believe you, then you start going, you know, did I make this up? Did it, you know, happen because they're placing that doubt? But, you know, none of it is your
Yeah.
fault, you know.
Well, and the thing is too, even when you try to talk to someone you think that would be more in your corner, and mean, like my husband, like being the devil advocate, and we were just talking about this before I got on live because I said, oh, this is going to be a hard one because, you know, I want to talk about past and stuff. And things that would make me choose the bear, incidences where I have felt uncomfortable, and I would rather the percentage of seeing a bear over seeing a man, you know, in the woods. And I don't know, it's very hard to wrap my head around it still, because it's like I think the ultimate response from a man that, you know, supposed to have your well-being, you know what I mean, in mind should be you feel you understand where I'm coming from. It shouldn't be, well, that doesn't mean this guy or that guy. Why should I care about another incident when it's happened, what's happened to me? Shouldn't that be the only incident we're talking about here? You know what I mean? I'm well aware. I am well aware that not every man on this world is the same. You know,
Right,
I'm
like
well
not
aware.
there are some good men out there and good women, like, you know, and I throw that in there. I know
Yeah.
that. I know that, but you know, you just because there is doesn't mean that I'm gonna suddenly switch my answer to picking the man over the bear. Like, I stand in my choice, but I do know that there's good men and women out there. I do know that,
Yeah.
but that doesn't change my answer to choosing the bear.
Yeah. I mean, if there were higher consequences for actions, you know what I'm saying? If there were higher consequences and less immediately doubting the person that was, not again, I understand that there are people that have come out and tried to lie and do all this other stuff. You know what I mean? We all know that that happens. We all know. You know, whether it be celebrity or just a regular guy that someone's trying to string up, or the other way around, you being a girl being accused of doing something to the guy, because it can happen both ways. I'm not trying to be, you know, on one side or the other, But I think in all cases, even if you were the liar, okay, let's say you were the liar about whatever situation you got into in a negative, an assault or whatever, rape, whatever. Let's just say it was proven that you were a liar, okay? There should be a consequence. I'm not saying there shouldn't be on either side of that. But I think the biggest thing for women, let me know if you disagree with me, I think the biggest thing for women is that we have learned that we are second class. We are second class citizens. And I don't care what your nationality is. I think in a lot of ways we've learned that we're second class, that a lot of the issues that we have with it, like, you know, if we get into a situation where we've been assaulted, we've been whatever the circumstances is, we're questioned first. You know, what were you wearing? What were you doing? Did you bring this on upon yourself? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think if there were higher consequences where we knew that, you know what I mean, that there would be repercussions for acts like this, that it would be, you know what I mean? We wouldn't be so fair to encounter a man in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No.
It's just, I don't know. I think that's the thing. And I think it's society-based, too. I don't blame it on one thing. I think there's accountability for other. And I don't say that it's one gender over the other. I'm saying man or woman. Because like we said, it is, let me find my figure here.
Well, I mean, you can look back at history and look at how women, when did we get to vote?
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Property. When did we have to stop asking our husband for permission to have a checking or a credit card? I mean, all this is like in history. I mean, it's like documented. Like, so it's not that we just suddenly made up that we're not as equal or whatever. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. And when you get into a situation like this and you're questioned first, whether or not what you were wearing, what you were doing, did you cause it? Oh, you must have liked it. He's not that kind of person. And I know, don't get me wrong, I know this can happen on the other side of the fence too. It can happen with a man with being assaulted or what by a woman. It's happened. I know there is. There's the percentage is, see, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men. So the percentage, again, might be lower, but that could be because a lot of men don't feel comfortable coming forward. I know a lot of women don't either, but obviously in the odds here, more women have come forward than probably men have. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But historically, you know what I mean? It seems like an upward battle. And maybe even in some sense, we would choose the man because we don't want to risk the hassle if something were to happen. If the big if were to be there, that we wouldn't want to have to even go through that. We wouldn't have to want to partake, you know what I mean? And the whole questionnaire of whether what happened or what didn't. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I could be totally freaking wrong. I'm speaking just for myself. But again, like I said, I think I've lived in a bubble in comparison to a lot of women. I haven't went through a lot of things that the majority has. I got very lucky. And like I said, some people would say it's too young, but I got married at 19 and I've been married going on, 32 years. So on a lot of instances, but still I've had encounters like we were just talking about, 3 or 4 in my lifetime, which I guess is rare for that too, because if you think about it, how many women have went through uncomfortable situations where, you know, you could have gotten yourself into a lot of other trouble and, you know, or have.
Right.
So anyways, I'm not going to go on, guys. I'm going to just say that I think, in my personal opinion, I think the accountability needs to be better. You know, as far as our legal system, as far as awareness to other people, or maybe even some understanding that things could happen, you know, mm-hmm. Not to think that it's all evil on one side or the other. Am I wrong? Am I right? Give me something.
Well, it's not like, you know, it's not a time for bashing. It's like people, when they say things, there's a reason why they're saying it, whether it be their experience or them seeing it happen to somebody else that they know or don't know, it's not like a everyone's it's not a bashing thing. It's I
Yeah,
don't know, you know
it's
what I'm
just
trying to say. It's not like a we're not taking opportunity
Oh
to bash anybody or any gender.
no, I'm with you 'cause I'm struggling for words myself. I mean,
Right, and it's
I
just
don't want to
like
stand back and say, "Oh, well, all men suck." You know, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that.
No,
Because
and
obviously they
we just
don't.
we both said that too earlier. I mean, not earlier, but a little bit ago, that we both know that there's some good men and women out there. We both said that.
Yes.
So this is not what it is. It's women sharing their opinion based on what happened to them or what they saw happen to somebody else. So, that's why
Right.
I
And
say if someone is triggered and so upset and angry about the whole choosing the bear, then they need to like step back and be, why are you triggered? It's just, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I'm just saying it's not a bashing thing. It's not, it's
No,
that's not what it is. It's not, that's not
it's
what
not
we're
a
doing.
bashing. It's
No.
not a bashing thing. I'm just trying to bring awareness about why it could happen, why you would be choosing the man over, I mean, the bear over the man. And actually, there were, if you go back and you put in the hashtag man or bear, you'll see videos where women have chose the man. It's not an all inclusion of, you know what I mean, where all women are choosing the bear. But the
And it's
thing
not like we're right because we chose the bear or they're right because they
I
chose the man. You know what I
no,
mean? It's
it's
not,
not.
that's not
It's
it
not.
at all.
Oh
It's
God. Yeah. I totally agree. It's not. But I think the reason too, like I just said prior, I mean, if you encountered the bear, there's a lot less questions. You know what I mean? There's a lot less question. I'm either dead or I got a story to tell. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying every time that you see a man, you know what I mean, some things are happening, but I'll be honest with you. My own experience of some things that have happened with me of being assaulted a few times in my lifetime. I would rather see the bear. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll still be scared crapless. You know what I mean? I there's no doubt in my mind that I won't be freaked out. But excuse me. But I think because of it, it's hard to deal with something else that's sentient. You know what I mean? And I mean sentient, I don't mean just physically aware of its surroundings. I mean within the brain capacity of a human being, that type of sentiency, that they have full range and motions of knowing what they're doing. You know, it's not acting out on instinct, on animal instinct. And I think that would be enough to make me very fearful, very scared to be in certain situations. Anyways, I hope that my rambling has explained something in this conversation. I'm going to be totally truthful and honest to my listeners. I find this conversation very difficult to get through, based on my own past and things I've went through. It's not an easy thing, so I am rambling quite a bit. And I knew that I would, and I, like I told my husband before I came out here, I knew that this discussion was going to be hard. Even with all my notes here, even with everything written out, nice framed sentences, I knew logically I would screw it up because it's not an easy thing to talk about. It, just as a short scenario of our conversation here is that we are well aware that there are good and bad on both sides of the fence. And that's not what we're saying here. If you don't understand why a woman would choose a bear, I think that's the one highest thing that out of all this conversation we want you to take away is that there is that fear. And if you've had incidents, it takes one bad person to make hundreds look bad. And when you've had that one experience in your lifetime, it makes you question not only the gender that you were attacked by, but yourself and your choices. And not only do you question yourself, you feel the humiliation of choices that didn't go in a positive light. And I think that's what I'm trying to point out here. And I hope that that makes you understand and maybe have a little bit of compassion for those who chose the bear. Now, on a lighter bit of note, it's that little bit of time that I like to do the Amazon deal of the day. And if you hated me for the rest of this conversation, hopefully you like me for this part. The Amazon deal of the day is Beats Studio Buds. They're a true wireless noise-canceling earbuds compatible with Apple and Android. They have a built-in microphone, IPX4 rating, sweat-resistant earphones, Class 1 Bluetooth. Now, here's the kicker, guys. This is 47% off its original $149.95. It is down to $79.95. That's a smoking deal. I'll have the link in the bio. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank you so much, Laura, for partaking my conversation and my utter rambling. I hope
Oh,
everybody
cool.
understands
Thanks.
how.
I'm
Go ahead,
glad. And
Laura.
you didn't ramble and you didn't mess anything up.
That's
No, I was
because you
going to say
love
you
me and I
didn't
love
mess
you too.
anything up. And you know, you're strong and thank you for sharing that. Well, that, yeah, that's a given,
Oh,
but
well, thank
I'm
you
just
for.
saying.
Yeah. Well, thank you for allowing me to share. I just hope that if you listen to this, you understand how hard the subject is. And I'm sure if you've traveled down similar paths as myself, you understand those difficulties. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Until next time. Bye bye for now.